Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know Brian from Issaquah is. Brian, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Lionel Richie sings about being easy like what morning?
Sunday.
Correct. Salem is the capital of what state?
Massachusetts.
No.
Oregon.
Correct. An ENT doctor specializes in ear, nose, and what?
Throat.
Correct. Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson star in what 2003 comedy?
Plane Crashers.
No.
Stepbrothers.
No.
Old School.
Yes. Which fast food restaurant is bringing back their melts?
Arby's.
No.
Jack in the Box.
No.
Carl's Jr.
No. The 4 primary ghosts in Pac-Man are Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and who?
Blinky, Inky, Stinky, and Dot?
No.
Spot?
No.
Pass.
Ryan, you got 4 correct.
Oof.
You know, you got the first 4 correct, though.
That was
so
great.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to 6 questions, so you got more than half. But I don't know.
Gotta be quicker.
Yep. Yeah. Steve might get through these questions faster, which may give him more opportunities. We'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Lionel Richie sings about being easy like what morning?
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Great Faith No More cover of that.
Salem is the capital of what state?
Oregon.
Correct. An ENT doctor specializes in ear, nose, and what?
Throat.
Yes. Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson star in what 2003 comedy?
Wedding Crashers?
No.
Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson. I can't think of another movie that they were in. Step Brothers.
No.
No, that's not it. I'll come back to it.
Which fast food restaurant is bringing back their melts?
Their melts? Jack in the Box?
No.
Wendy's?
No.
Burger King?
Correct.
Yes.
The 4 primary ghosts in Pac-Man are Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and who?
Stinky.
No.
Clyde.
Yes. A dream is a wish your heart makes is from what Disney film?
Snow White?
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Cinderella?
There we go. Who plays Maximus in the 2000 movie Gladiator?
Oh, Russell Crowe.
Yes. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Slash?
Saul.
Correct. Woo, Steve. You got 8 correct somehow, which is a win. 8-4. Sorry, Brian.
Bummer.
Next
time.
You know what? I wasn't able to do it for Luke earlier, but it is his 7th birthday. And for Shane and Chehalis, here you go.
You made it happen, finally.
Happy birthday, Luke. An hour late.
It's fine. It's his birthday all day.
That's absolutely true.
And one that Brian did know and you did not, Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson star in Old School.
Old School.
Yep. But congrats on beating Brian.
Good job, Steve. Hey, you know what? It's Coats for Kids Day, and I wanted to circle back because we made a little bet with the Rockaholics.
A challenge.
A challenge, if you will, that we wanted to see about raising $25,000 by 9 a.m. So that is in 5 minutes. How are we doing, Steve?
Oh, crap. We've been slacking a little bit. We're almost there. We're at $24,726.
Okay.
So we're just a few donations away from being able to hit that $25,000 goal. And big thanks to Vicky Wise, who just donated $200 to Coats for Kids. That's a lot of Coats for Kids that are in need. Not only helping them keep warm, but helping boost their confidence as well. Justin Kruger donated $50 as well. So the Rockaholics have been stepping up. But we can use a few more dollars to hit that $25,000 mark. Otherwise, I mean, we could spin the wheel right now just to kind of give people an idea of what song we might have to listen
let's
to.
Do it.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so right now, we thankfully got rid of that shoe song earlier.
Don't even talk about it.
So USA Today has named these as the worst Christmas songs of all time. The Chipmunk Song, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, Little Drummer Boy, but the version done by Jessica and Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
Funky, Funky Christmas from the New Kids on the Block. And then the greatest song ever, the song that I will be singing at Live Night tomorrow night over at the Showbox, Soto, Dominic the Donkey. You ready to spin the wheel?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's see what it lands on. Oh, my. Don't. Please.
What?
Okay, I thought it was going to be Little Drummer Boy by the Simpson Sisters, but it's Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer.
Okay, we've got to hit $25,000. We need, we're less than $300 away?
Yes, less than $300 away.
In the next 3.5 minutes, Rockaholics, and we know that you can do it. Head to KISW.com to make a donation, or you can just text KISWGIVE to 44321 and donate that way. So we've been in the middle of this fantasy football battle with the men's room.
Yes.
And we want to find out, how did things shake up this week? Which team was the absolute worst? We're going to check in with our commissioner, Mike Hawk, after Rush.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have been having quite the fantasy football season versus the men's room. And we've got our commissioner by the name of Mike Hawk from the men's room joining us this morning to talk about, this was the final week. This was our Super Bowl.
This was it. This is the end. It has all come to a close.
I didn't know. Who was at our halftime celebration?
It was the halftime celebration.
Creed. It was Creed.
It was Creed. Right. I missed Creed. Man, I go to the company Christmas party yesterday.
They put on a great halftime show.
I missed everything. The Super Bowl just happened.
Oh, yeah. The load in and load out was just amazing on that.
So we ended the season short because you guys, this is your last week.
Correct. Today is actually our end of the year spectacular. We're going to be done after tomorrow's live night, and we're going to be calling that a year here on KISW. Well,
congratulations to a great year.
Oh, thank you. You guys as well. It's been a phenomenal year. It's been a ton of fun. But
we're working next week. I don't know.
Wait
at least another week.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are the morning show, so.
Yeah, we still have to, earn our keeps.
We do.
Yeah.
Walk right up on Christmas on that one. So it was both the Super Bowl and the Toilet Bowl when it came to this week. So let's start with the Toilet Bowl.
Oh, crap.
Featured
no pun intended, but I'm now nervous. Danny? Ah.
Which featured 90 pounds of D and the Bowie Buddies, which was the Bowie Buddies being your own Steve Miggs and Danny V. 90 pounds of D being Steve the Thrill Hill and the Ted Smith. Let's start with 90 pounds of D.
Wait, can I also put this out there, Steve? I completely spaced that we were doing fantasy football anymore, so I didn't make any changes.
Don't worry about that one.
Oh, boy.
Because I fouled this up, if you remember correctly, on the old app, the ESPN app that we were using, I accidentally ended our league's season, so I needed to start it elsewhere. But that became a debacle because it basically started it for next season, not this one that we were doing. So substitutions and all that became an absolute nightmare. Luckily, nobody picked anybody up off the waiver wire. So the way that I went about this...
This sounds like a very smooth, well-run operation.
Damn right.
Commissioner Mike.
I grabbed everybody.
Is Roger Goodell busy? Can we get him next year?
Damn right. No kidding. So I grabbed everybody's best possible outcome for the week.
Ooh.
Okay? So 90 pounds of D. With great showings by Puka Nacua, putting up 41 points. Jalen Waddle at 20, George Kittle at 21, put out a best possible outcome of 163.2 points.
Wow.
Excuse me?
163.2, one of the best scores that we've seen all season long, which could only be bested with a 174.98 score by your Bowie Buddies.
I knew it!
my
I never lost faith, Danny. I always believed in you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go.
I'd like to point out I'm the best coach of fantasy football in the entire world.
Oh. Quarterback Sam Darnold putting up 35 points for you guys. Yeah. Zach Charbonnet having one hell of a game against Arizona. That.
That's why we played him.
38 points. Devontae Adams with 26 points. You guys, despite your best defense losing you guys 2 points, you still absolutely blew 90 pounds of D out of the water.
We're an offensive-minded team.
Yeah. Now,
we don't have to ride the bull.
That's right. That is exactly right. That means I got to get either Ted or Thrill or both to get up on that bull at some point.
Mike, good luck to that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to need a lot of liquor. Please donate to the cause if you could. Now, Sarah's been grilling me all morning long because she can't wait for this because she has been invested. She's probably been the most invested coach
when it came to
fantasy football here.
We won, Danny.
Sarah and Taryn of the Touchdown Tacos taking on myself and Miles Montgomery of the Big Black Hawks. Touchdown Tacos with a great showing by Jahmyr Gibbs putting up 20 points. CeeDee Lamb with 21, which we had to wait till after Monday night to get that one. And a fine showing by your quarterback, Drew Luck. You guys put up 126.48 points.
Not as much as the Bowie Buddies.
That doesn't sound good.
That sounds light.
It was great right up until Ja'Marr Chase had yet another fantastic game on Monday night, meaning with 142.44 points, your Big Black Hawks emerge victorious in the Fantasy Football League. Oh, by the way, the Touchdown Tacos had the worst score of the week, so I'm going to have to figure out some sort of a punishment for you two.
Well, you can't retroactively give them a punishment.
I mean, I could. I'm the commissioner. I can do whatever I want.
I think that we won the Super Bowl, Danny. We had the best amount of points.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
We were like the bestest.
We should be the bestest of all.
We're the gooderest.
So peculiar that the grand champions happen to be the team that the commissioner is on.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about a conspiracy?
Controversy.
I mean, if you guys want to look at the scores and see where you could do better.
It does seem a little convenient that the easy-to-follow ESPN version of our fantasy football fell apart right towards the Super Bowl, and you had to bring on a whole new, more complicated version that none of us know how to get onto.
The investigation will be ongoing.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans, all of you.
Well, congratulations.
Appreciate you guys. Great job on this year. This was a ton of fun. Thank you guys for having me here.
No, you're awesome, Mike. Thank you so much for doing that.
We've got to roll into a quick Coats for Kids update, Steve Miggs. It is Coats for Kids Day.
Yes.
And there was another conspiracy, and that was, would we be playing one of the worst Christmas songs after 9 o'clock if we did not, in fact, hit $25,000?
And the answer is no, because we've raised over $25,000. In fact, $25,732, thanks to some rock hogs by the name of Mark Green, donated $50. Christopher Ring, he donated enough to put a brand new coat on a kid in need, and that's $20. Justin Saviors donated $69, joining the 69 Club. Allison Griffin, $50. Aaron Evans, $100. Shane Clyde, $20. Billy Cooley, $70 or $69. And then a massive shout out to Eric Matthew LaFland, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but he donated $300 to Coats for Kids.
This is awesome. Thank you so much, Rockaholics. The day is still going. It's Coats for Kids Day all day.
We are now officially halfway past the halfway point, so we still want to raise $50,000. At the end of the day, we're just trying to help out kids that are dealt a bad hand in life and don't have brand new coats for this cold winter season. So if you can help out $5, $20, $300, whatever you could donate is very appreciated.
You can go to KISW.com to donate or text KISW give to 44321. We know that our Rockaholics are massive music fans, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we'll hook you up with Theory of a Dead Man tickets. Special guest Aaron Jones on the bill at the Moore Theater on February 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The Daily Miggs Show.
All morning, we have been receiving texts and calls, and we've not yet had a chance to get to everyone until now, Steve Miggs. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
So we did text in and says, hey, guys, I'm very excited for live night tomorrow night. When are we going to hear Dominic the Donkey, LOL?
Oh, do we have a schedule?
I mean, it's going to happen while we're doing our show. I'll tell you that much. So sometime, you know, between 7 and 8:30, we will be doing Dominic the Donkey. And you would want to join us because it is going to be something.
We did get to practice it a little bit at band last night. And you're right. It was something.
It was something. Here's our buddy Glenn. There's an actual flute in this. We have the horn section showed up yesterday. Please forget that you're even hearing those vocals.
No.
They're please. Magical.
You sound mad.
Well,
but Dominic is a very aggressive New Yorker. We're not mad. We just come off mad.
Oh, is that what it is?
But there's nothing but love underneath that gruff persona.
There's a donkey named Dominic. Sounds intense, dude.
I don't know how to sing. Can you teach me how to sing in less than 24 hours?
No.
Yeah.
You're hopeless.
But the flute part was killing me. It was everybody was doing the hee-haw part. Yeah. Ted Smith. I got to give a shout out to Mike Hawk because Mike wanted to make sure they did it right. So he pulled up the lyrics for Dominic the Donkey. Mind you, all they were saying was hee-haw, hee-haw.
Yeah.
And la, 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 la.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hee-haw,
hee-haw.
And they got that wrong.
Well. I mean, you don't ever know how many.
I got to dump that part.
Oh, no.
I did.
Oh, no.
That's an Italian curse word. I don't
is
think
it really?
Say it. Yeah.
I what is? Okay, well, now I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Is it in the song?
No.
That was your.
He was just saying random things.
I was just ad-libbing during the song. I forgot I even said that.
Oh, my God.
I won't do that at Live Night, I promise.
If people want to get a ticket, by the way, it starts at $35. You can go to KISW.com, easy peasy, or just show up tomorrow. We'll sell you a ticket at the door, showbox solo.
And you're singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You will be singing Father Christmas, which
not
should
very
be
well.
I mean, I don't know if the backing band's going to give you any help.
Oh my God, please.
This practice was a little tough go, but I think we'll get through it.
Well, I'm not sure we will, just going off of what practice was last night, but you want to see it because you never know who's going to fall off the stage. You never know who's going to say random things.
You don't. And I think we practiced that song, a total of 6 times? Total in the 2 days that we've practiced?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Maybe five.
As we say on Live Night, what could possibly go wrong?
We're really going to push that this time around.
We sure
hey, someone
are.
Just said that sounded perfect.
Yeah. Oh, did they? Was it you?
No, it's a 425 Weisenheimer over there. I thought I'd use another Italian curse word for you.
You're going to teach me some of these. I don't know any.
I already know that one.
Well, you know, when we walked into practice yesterday, I noticed that Danny was FaceTiming with his daughter.
Yes, I did too.
It was a big day, Danny, was it not?
Yes, it was.
I think you found out that Lily has a crush on a boy.
I mean, yeah, and I don't necessarily know if that's a big day for me. It was a big day for her.
It's a day that all fathers dread.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a few years to not have to worry about that, but now here you are.
Here we are.
Being the great dad that Danny is, like any dad would do, he decided to interview her about it for the radio. So you're going to hear what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Danny, as a girl dad, I know yesterday was a big day for you because you found out that your daughter Lily is crushing on a boy.
You know, it's funny too because I did say before the break that it's like earlier you were saying you had a few years. She's been crushing on boys for a while now. This is just the
five.
First one.
Tatum turns 5 tomorrow.
I mean, I would say kindergarten. Is that like 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah, right? I mean, next year is kindergarten for her. Yeah. I mean, she does have some, she calls them boyfriends, which makes me, it hurts my soul every time I hear it. I'm like, no, they're just friends. They're just friends. Yes.
But yeah, this one was the first one that she was like, Dad, got to tell you about this guy.
So she's smitten.
Oh yeah, she's pretty smitten.
And you decided to interview her about it?
I did. I wanted to hear all about this boy.
I also want to hear how sassy she is towards her dad.
Lily, tell me about this crush that you have.
What? A crush? What are you talking about?
Yeah, tell me the crush that you have on Jose.
Who's Jose?
I don't know. That's what you said his name was, Jose.
Jose?
So she said that she made me get, there was a whole thing before this. She made me guess, and she told me that his name started with a J.
And I was like, well, you're not going to tell me. I'm just going to call him Jose. Uh-huh. And he was like, Dad, no. So at this point, she knows I'm recording. I'm like, his name is Jose.
Until you shame out the name out of her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it Jeremiah?
No.
Jacob?
No.
Justin?
No.
Jack?
Nope.
Jimmy?
Nope.
Derry?
See how hard this is? Just go with Jose.
There's so many J names.
Jameson.
Let's find out.
His name's Jaden.
Oh, I would have never guessed Jaden.
Such right. A modern name, Jaden.
Is he, does he play any sports?
Yeah, he plays soccer, flag football, and baseball.
Wow.
Soccer? You know you're into soccer.
He's bro down.
Also, he sounds like a jock, so you know, I'm not really into that, okay?
This Jaden guy, you kind of got to probably picked on me in high school.
Exactly.
I hate him.
How come you said your mom doesn't like him?
The only reason why she doesn't like him is because he has cats.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like him either. So far,
he's a cat person?
Yeah, I'm not feeling this guy. Flag football and cats. Right. Don't trust
Red
him.
Red flag.
What does having a crush mean at 10 years old?
Oh, good question.
Right?
Yeah, because, I mean, we just make these assumptions like when we're older. Yeah. But it's a whole different world back when you're 11.
Exactly. What does having a crush mean at 10 years old and liking a boy?
He's nice. He's cute. My friend says he looks like a baby, though, but he doesn't.
I'm picturing baby Huey. Shows up. He's got a pacifier in his mouth.
Right.
So you like babies now?
No.
What color is his hair?
Brunette.
Oh, man. If it's not green hair, we got to kick him out.
I never hear of a guy being referred to as a brunette.
I know. It was kind of weird to hear that.
What
too.
Color is that? Oh, brown. Yeah. I'm just a moron.
No.
Does he wear a wallet chain?
No.
Got to break up with this guy.
He's just the anti-Danny.
Are you starting to get upset like she's not... Yeah. She doesn't want to be with someone that reminds her of dad?
Yeah, he's a jock. He doesn't wear a wallet chain. Does he have green hair? At 10 years old, you really need to get on that.
Yeah. He probably likes the music of the band Kiss.
Or and Creed. Mom's,
yeah. Oh, what if he's a fan of Creed?
Oh, God, I'm done.
What? We're not even dating, bro.
I told you, bro.
Did I hear that correctly?
We're not even dating, bro.
Yeah. She referred to her dad as bro.
All the time.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, broski.
Yeah, I know. Who's his favorite music person, artist?
Tyler, the Creator.
Wow. Excuse me?
Are you going full grandpa mode?
I 100%. I was like, what?
Tyler, the Creator.
Is that a person? Like Mickey the Mouse?
I didn't know. You don't know who Tyler, the Creator is?
I have no idea who
he's
Tyler
on the Grinch soundtrack. Thing.
Come on.
Kermit the Frog? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
I'm with Lily. Never mind. How do you not know who Tyler, the Creator is? Jeez.
Apparently.
Come on, bro.
At least it wasn't Creed.
His favorite color is black.
Good man, emo.
Oh, Jesus.
So he has one good mark.
Yeah, he likes black.
One check in the positive comments.
I don't know, maybe you should give Tyler, the Creator, a chance.
Yeah. I love
For Jaden the Crush.
For Jaden the Crush.
Rockaholics, it's Coats for Kids Day, and we just want to say thank you so much. The donations continue to roll in. We're over $25,000 as of this morning. And if you want to get on board, head to KISW.com.
Big shout out to Chad Lucarilla, who just donated $100. Also, Aaron and Cammie Buckwitz, they donated $69, joining the 69 Club. Dina Goodman donated $20. And like we've said, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. And you can do so just by going to KISW.com. We're about to hit $26,000 of our $50,000 goal. The men's room, Ryan Castle, they're all going to be trying to get some money as well. So if you can open up your wallet a little bit, I know the holidays are tough, but if you can, that would be super appreciated.
You can also text KISW GIVE to 44321 to donate. Bill Belichick is in the news for taking a job as a college football head coach, and one of his former players roasted him about it. You're going to hear what he said during the Daily Migs download after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you
some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And our pal Ryan Castle is with us this morning on this fine Coats for Kids Day.
Yeah, congratulations on all of your earnings today.
We are $22 away from hitting $26,000.
Lemon on a pear.
Yes. So thanks to everybody who has donated so far. We're literally knocking on the door of $26,000, and people can still donate at KISW.com. You can donate all day long.
Yeah, and we would encourage that.
Absolutely. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and the North Carolina Tar Heels have just hired NFL coach Bill Belichick as their new head coach. This is the first time he's ever been a head coach in college football. He agreed to a 5-year deal. Mind you, he's 72 years old. Yeah, he brought Super Bowls to the Bills and the Bills to the Patriots, but we'll see what happens over in the college ranks. The best part of this is all the jokes that are happening because, well, he's going to college. And his girlfriend.
I was going to say, isn't he dating someone college age?
Kind of. She's 24.
She could be getting her master's. Yeah. I don't know.
Granted, at one point, he did help her with a college paper. That was one of the news stories that came out back in the day. But my favorite part about all this is that one of his former players, Rob Ninkovich, he was on some show talking about Bill Belichick possibly, you know, being the coach of this college football team. And he had this to say.
He does have experience recruiting young talent, just saying, but I won't get into that one.
And the guy who's on there with it took him a half a second and started registering, and then you just start seeing the smile on this guy's face, like, oh yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, sick burn.
When you're helping your girlfriend with her homework, I think
72.
You have to take a minute there.
72. She's 24.
Wow. He could be her great grandpa.
It's incredible and insane. Speaking of football, tonight you got Thursday Night Football. Big game for all of us that are going to pay attention to how things unfold in the NFC West. As you got the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Los Angeles Rams, so we're hoping for a tie.
I hope both teams lose.
Yeah, if that's possible, I'm good with that as well. As far as weather, a high of 44 degrees, going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tubs, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.